So the average American makes $45,000 a year. The average dentist makes about $200,000 a year, and the average dental practice owner is making about $350,000 a year. As a dentist, you are going to be making significantly more than average, and this is going to require you to think about money a little bit differently than average. When you're making $45,000 a year, spending $25 a month on Netflix is a lot of money. The average person can save a lot of money by making some pretty small changes to their life. For instance, instead of going to Starbucks, making coffee at home. When you're making $40,000 a year, every purchase you make really, really matters. But once you get to the point that you're making $200,000 to $300,000 a year, the average dentist isn't going to go bankrupt because they forgot to cancel their Netflix subscription. As a dentist, you have to be a little bit careful when you're listening to financial gurus like Dave Ramsey. This type of generic financial advice is tailored for those that are making $40,000 a year, not for dentists making $350,000 a year. When you start becoming more and more wealthy, it's time to start focusing on bigger and bigger picture items. Things like what house you buy and what car you drive are going to have a much bigger impact on your financial success than how much money you spent on a coffee. The biggest risk for dentists is that they start to think of themselves as rich and then have to start spending the types of money that rich people spend in order to live in the fancy neighborhoods, go to the fancy hair salons, send their kids to the expensive private schools. You can buy a house for $350,000, or you can buy a house for $2 million. You can send your kids to a public elementary school, or you can send them to a $50,000 a year private kindergarten. If living in a bigger house or sending your kids to a more expensive school is important to you, that's great, you should do it. However, you need to be careful that you're doing it because it's what you want to do and not just because you're trying to keep up the appearance of looking rich in front of others. It's really easy as a dentist to allow your lifestyle to get out of hand. Just keep in mind that as you make more money, you need to spend even more time focusing on the big purchases and less time focusing on those small purchases. The next thing I want to talk about is debt. Wealthy individuals think about debt completely differently than someone making $40,000 a year. As a dentist, under no circumstance should you ever have credit card debt or should you ever have to finance the purchase of a car. If you are making $200,000 a year, there is no reason that you cannot save up $20,000 or $30,000 to buy a car. The problem comes when you convince yourself that you need to have a $50,000 to $100,000 car. If you have the money to buy that $50,000, $60,000 car and it's important to you, you're gonna absolutely have the option to do that as a dentist. You're gonna be making enough money. But if you have not yet made that money and saved it, there's no reason you should be buying this expensive car and paying substantially more because you're paying interest expense. The difference though with wealthy individuals and debt is wealthy individuals use debt to make money, not spend money. Instead of using debt to buy a new car, wealthy individuals use debt to buy assets that are going to cash flow more money than the payments on that debt. What this practically means for you as a dentist is you need to be looking for assets that you can purchase that are going to bring you a higher income than the loans that are required to service that debt. If you do not yet own your own practice, the number one way to increase your income and eventually your wealth as a dentist is to find a successful dentist who's planning on retiring and buy the practice from that dentist. Using this strategy, you can go from making $200,000 a year to making $300,000 a year in a single year just because you bought a successful dental practice. You might say, well, what's the difference between financing a car and financing a dental practice? The thing is, a car is going to depreciate. It's going to lose value as soon as you purchase it. It's an expense. When you use debt to pay for an expense like a car, you're just paying extra money to have a larger expense. But when you take out a loan to buy a dental practice, not only is that dental practice likely to increase in value over time, but you're also going to be profiting from the production of that practice. Practically speaking, this means that your income, yearly income, is going to go up, but you are also going to be investing in an asset that you're later able to sell at a profit. So let's say you buy a practice where the payments on the loan are going to be $50,000 a year, but you're making an additional $150,000 by owning that practice. Sure, for the first 10 years, you're only going to be making an extra $100,000 because 50 is going to be going to the bank. But once those 10 years are finished and once that practice loan is paid off, you are now going to be keeping the full $150,000 per year. And when you are ready to retire or move, you are now going to be able to sell that practice. And because you have paid it off, you might sell that practice for $1 million and you're going to get to keep 100% of that sale price. If instead you just kept working at your comfortable associate job for those 10 years, not only would you have been making $100,000 less per year, but you wouldn't have a practice that you could sell when you were ready to move or retire. This is why taking out debt to buy a dental practice is an investment, not an expense. Under no circumstance should you be taking out credit card debt or financing the purchase of a car. But if you can take out debt in order to buy a practice that's going to dramatically increase your income, it's absolutely worth it. The next thing I want to talk about is the abundance versus scarcity mindset. People who are poor have a scarcity mindset, which leads them to be afraid to take risks. It goes back to being in school, where failure on an exam is considered a bad thing. Most of us are just raised with the idea that failure equals bad. The problem is, yeah, maybe this works in school, but in real life, the people who are the most successful have failed the most. If you are truly trying hard to do something and fail, that's a sign that you're on the right path, because things that are hard to do take time in order to get better at. If you want to be wealthy, you are going to have to take some risks and you're going to fail sometimes. If you come at this from a scarcity mindset, you're going to be afraid to spend money. You're going to be afraid to take out a loan to buy a practice. You're going to be afraid to take out student loans in order to go to school. Wealthy people with an abundance mindset understand that you're going to have to spend some money in order to make money. If you have a scarcity mindset, you might stay at your associate job where you're keeping 30% of production. But when you look at life from an abundance mindset and you realize that if you are the owner of the business, you could be keeping 60%, 70% of your production, when you realize you could be making twice as much money for doing the same exact procedure. Once you develop an abundance mindset, you start looking around and seeing all of the opportunities around you. I knew a dentist one time who limited the amount of gauze he allowed his hygienist to use. One square per patient. That makes absolutely no sense. Why waste your time and energy trying to save a few cents on gauze when he could literally do one crown and pay for an entire year's worth of gauze? Rather than trying to penny pinch these little small details and trying to cut costs in these little small ways, instead look around and look at all the huge numbers of ways that you can increase your income. As a dentist, you can learn how to do clear aligners. You can start placing implants. You can get better at treatment planning. You can get better at case acceptance. You can learn how to do more surgical extractions. You can learn how to start placing bone grafts when you do extractions. You can get better at aesthetics and start doing more veneers on patients. You can get better at marketing and learn how to attract new patients to your practice. You can get better at small talk and being friendly and learning how to retain more patients at your practice. You can get better at business and learning how to hire and retain staff members. You can learn how to hire an associate or multiple associates to come work at your practice. You can make an investment into the real estate of your business by owning the building in which you're working. You could even buy a building that's a little bit larger than what you need, and you can rent out some of the adjacent spaces to other businesses. There are literally so many ways that you can increase your income as a dentist. Don't be afraid to spend money on some CE courses so that you can learn how to do some more advanced procedures. Don't be afraid to hire a practice coach who can help you better understand how to run your business and find ways to be more efficient and more profitable. Don't be afraid to upgrade your equipment. If you need to buy a CBCT in order to place implants, buy the CBCT so you can start placing implants. I think a lot of dentists still have the mindset of when you're an employee, your income is fixed, and you then have to start to come up with ideas of how to cut costs in order to be able to save money. But as a dentist, especially as a practice owner, your income is entirely dependent upon the actions and the decisions that you make. You could spend all this time trying to cut your costs and reduce expenses and make a bunch of your employees mad because you're being cheap on things, or you can just learn how to do a few extra procedures and grow your practice. Remember, when you increase the production at your practice, not only are you going to be making more money that year, but you are also going to be building up the value of your practice so that when you later sell it, it's going to be able to sell for more. Being a dentist means playing a different financial game than just being an employee at some business making $45,000 a year. If you can focus on the big decisions like your business and your house, then the smaller decisions like where you go out to eat really are not that big of a deal. Use debt as a tool to buy income producing assets, not as a tool to increase the amount of expenses you can accrue in a single year. And ultimately keep an abundance mindset so you can focus on finding new ways to grow your income, like buying a practice, increasing your case acceptance, and becoming better at treatment planning. As a dentist, you were in a really, really good position to live a really good life. You just have to make a few decisions right in order to set yourself up for massive success.